Well, it's that time on a Thursday when we do what we call your house, your home. We look at all sorts of aspects of the place where you live, and sometimes we step outside and we go out into the garden. That's exactly what we're going to do today. And we are joined, as we always are, when we talk things plants with we're joined by Joy Pala, who is a landscape designer and the founder of Organic Kitchen Gardens. Joy, welcome. It's great to have you with us. Seasons changing, lots of work to be done. But what's on your mind today is how you create a low-maintenance garden. Good afternoon. I mean, what does a low-maintenance garden look like? Because some people who just love being out there and digging away and using the time to collect their thoughts and maybe process some difficult decisions don't want it to be too low-maintenance. Otherwise, they're going to have to go back inside.
A low-maintenance garden. Look, it's usually something that's quite popular, I think, especially with residential clients, because a garden is like this extension of your property, which means that there is some maintenance that needs to take place in order for you to protect that investment, right? So the level of work, really, that goes into keeping a garden after you've installed the garden, we want to make sure that level of work is minimum, but also that the garden is not going to be consuming too much resources. You know, if you think about the water bill that right. has to go in, because now you have to water this newly installed garden. If you think about bringing in a garden service, how often would this garden service have to come in to keep your investment protected? You know, is it going to be once a week? Is it going to be twice a week? The more of the garden service that you have, the more resources you're still putting onto the property. So a low maintenance garden is one that requires less work, but also one that doesn't consume a lot of resources. Yeah, absolutely.
So you sent me some notes and you spoke about indigenous and that'll make sense to a lot of people. But then you also added the term endemic, and it's not one I've thought about or made myself familiar. What's the difference between the two, and why might endemic be the best possible solution?
Right. So indigenous is obviously plants that are indigenous to a location, indigenous to a country, right? Endemic is even more specific. So, for example, we are in the Highveld, right? There are certain plants that only occur here or that are locally occurring. That's really what endemic is. It's locally occurring plants. So indigenous means that I can bring in a tree that is locally occurring in KZN, but not necessarily locally occurring in the Highveld.
Okay.
It will still be indigenous, but endemic is even better because the Highveld weather conditions are specific to the Highveld, which means the plants are specific to this particular place, which means that if the Highveld is a low rainwater area, the plants are already adapted to that local environment and that local climate. So if you're bringing in endemic plants, for example, we have such gorgeous grasses here in the Highveld and beautiful little aloes and some stunning wild flowers. So if I'm going to create a garden that's endemic, I'm going to be choosing plants specifically that are locally occurring in the Highveld, which means that they're going to be low maintenance, because when you drive through the fields and you see them,
right.
no one is watering that. No one is putting on compost on that. They are locally occurring. They've adapted to the environment. So when I bring something like that into the garden, it's going to be automatically a low resource and low effort kind of garden.
So, Joy, I mean, there'll be a number of people listening who've maybe moved or have thought to themselves, oh, you know, I've got all the interior of the house sorted out. I really must pay some attention to the garden. I would bet there's a perception among some of them that, okay, well, winter is the wrong time to do this. Best to wait for spring. Is that correct, or is this a good time to get going?
So this is really a little sweet corner of our season that you can start a new garden. And it's basically because we've come out of summer, but we're not quite in winter yet, right? So we're in this little sweet autumn spot where temperatures are not too high. The soil is still very much warm, but also we have these beautiful afternoon gentle showers of rain. So it's such a lovely time and such a spot on time to start a new garden. You basically have this window of time up until the first week of June to start a new garden. So if you're wondering, can I start on my landscape
right
now that we're going into winter? Now is really the time to do it because it's such a gentle weather that we're experiencing right now. We don't have a lot of frost. We don't have much frost at all. It is a little bit cold, and it's just because we're transitioning from very hot summer into cooler. It's cool, not quite cold yet.
Right.
It's just a cool weather season with beautiful afternoon showers.
There goes my last excuse. Joy Parler, thank you very much. Landscape designer and founder of Organic Kitchen Gardens. You're listening to 702 Drive.